皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
秋広です。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 30。Natsuko-san, where are we going back to?
Post office.
Now, last week, we made our trip to the post office, and we were right in the middle of sending a package out.
Oh, yes.
At least I think that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we're going to get that package out. We're going to finish it off.
Okay.
All right. So, again, what kind of Japanese will we be using today?
Polite form.
As there's the customer and the person at the post office.
Yes.
Okay, and Akihiro-san.
はい。
Are you up to speed on the story?
頑張ります。
はい。お願いします。With that said, here we go!
¥5,150.
船便だと半値以下だな。でも母の日に間に合うように航空便にしよう。じゃあ航空便でお願いします。
ではこちらの用紙に記入してください。
はい。自分の住所と名前と電話番号と宛先と、よし、お願いします。
お預かりしました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
料金はどのくらい違いますか？
小包はちょうど5kg ですので、航空便ですと11,150円、船便ですと4,000円になります。
船便だと半値以下だな。でも母の日に間に合うように航空便にしよう。じゃあ航空便でお願いします。
ではこちらの用紙に記入してください。
はい。自分の住所と名前と電話番号と宛先と、よし、お願いします。
お預かりしました。
次は英語が入ります。
料金はどのくらい違いますか？
How much difference will there be in price?
小包みはちょうど5kg ですので、航空便ですと11,150円、船便ですと4,000円になります。
Package is exactly 5kg, so it would cost 10,150 yen via airmail and 4,000 yen via surface mail.
船便だと半値以下だな。でも母の日に間に合うように航空便にしよう。じゃあ航空便でお願いします。
Surface mail is less than half the price of airmail, but I'll choose airmail to get the package there by Mother's Day. Okay, airmail please.
では。こちらの用紙に記入してください。
Please fill out this form.
はい。自分の住所と名前と電話番号と宛先と、よし、お願いします。
Sure. My name, address, phone number, destination. Okay. Here you go.
お預かりしました。
Okay, we'll take it from here.
Akihiro-san, let's find out what Natsuko-san thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどう思いましたか？
航空便と船便と随分値段が違うんですね。
全然違いますね。
There's a big difference between airmail and landmail.
I didn't know that.
You knew that.
No, I didn't. I never sent any package out of Japan.
Really?
Really. I've sent a letter, but no package.
We should have a contest with the winner getting a package from you so you can go through the process. What do you think?
In email?
Unabin.
Unabinde?
Unabinde. Yeah, but it's a big difference. But a big difference in everything. Price, quality. I mean, it's quite, yeah, two different animals, to coin a phrase. Okay, but let's take a look at the vocab. Natsuko-san, can you start us off?
違う.
To differ.
違う. 違う.
Akihiro-san, 例文をお願いします。
あの親子は全然顔が違う。
That mother and child, they have completely different faces.
よくいますよね。
I think we could get a better translation than that. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
What?
How about, that mother and child look completely different.
Yes.
Yeah, we're a little too literal. The 全然 is completely.
Completely.
顔 is face or looks. が違うさ。Completely different faces is a little too literal. Next we have Akihiro-san. お願いします。
ちょうど。
Just.
ちょうど。ちょうど。
So Natsuko-san, where do you hear this phrase all the time?
At the store, when you're paying.
And what happens?
If you have just the price, like...
The exact amount.
Yeah, the exact amount. Ah, ちょうどあります。
Yeah, I like that phrase a lot.
Yeah, right. I think that, you know, the person at the register would like that phrase. And they don't need to prepare the changes.
That is true.
You can also add e at the end, saying ちょうどいい, which means perfect.
Yes.
Ah,
ちょうどいい.
Just right.
So give me some context.
When you try new pants in a fitting room, and when it's perfect, you can say ちょうどいい.
Ah, very interesting.
Yes.
In that case, just right, just the perfect fit.
Yes. Right.
How about, let me ask you this, what about with time? Can we use this with time?
Like, yes, sure.
It's just 1 o'clock?
ちょうど一時.
The word order is the same.
Oh, yes.
Just right. 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
ちょうど一時.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting things never stop coming. Next we have.
半値.
Half price.
半値. 半値.
Wow, I never see this.
What? Really?
I would see 半額, but
oh,
never
yeah.
半値.
It's the same thing.
同じですね。
同じですよね。ああ、半額. Yeah, that's also used very frequently.
Yeah, maybe this has to do with like clothing. I never really shop except for in the supermarkets when I guess the food is going bad and everything has the 半額 on it.
Oh, yes. The small sticker on it.
Yeah, the sticker.
半額.
半額.
半額 sticker. I like that.
Do you ever go into the store and say 半額はいつからですか?
I've never asked. But...
いつから半額ですか?
いつから半額ですか? Like, when I lived alone, sometimes, if it was like right around like 5 o'clock or so,
oh,
I
yeah.
would inquire.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the supermarket?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
半額シールね。
Yeah. シールは sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So right around like 5 or 6 o'clock, they bring out the stickers and they... slap everything with a half off sticker.
Yes.
So if it's like right around the time, I'd be like, すいません、あの。あと、どのくらいですか?
いつからだったんですか?
Wow, way back when I first came to Japan, it was pretty poor, like going to school and stuff.
Yeah. No. When does the 半額 start?
Ah, about 6 o'clock or
so. Oh, yes. Right.
And that's like the sushi, which is out all day. Next we have?
間に合う
To be in time for
間に合う間に合う
Next
用紙
Form
用紙用紙
Next
記入
Fill in forms
記入記入
So Natsuko-san, what do you see when there's a piece of paper and it says to fill it in using this word and the previous word?
用紙に記入してください
Yeah, please fill in the form. And sometimes you'll even see go in front of the 記入.
Yes. 用紙にご記入ください.
Making it a little politer.
Yes.
Then we have?
宛先.
destination.
Atesaki. Atesaki.
And finally,
oazukari suru.
To keep something in the humble form.
Oazukari suru. Oazukari suru.
So, for example, Akihiro-san, if you hold on to something for Natsuko, you would say?
Oazukari shimasu.
So, for example, Natsuko.
Yes.
Your pocketbook or your purse or your bag.
Mm-hmm.
If Akihiro-san held on to that, he would say?
Kaban wo oazukari shimasu.
Now, this is an extremely polite way. So, when you hear that in this kind of situation, it would be if Natsuko is a customer or mm-hmm. a guest at a hotel or mm-hmm. some kind of event where they're taking bags mm-hmm. and holding on to them. If it was a more casual situation, how would you say, I'll hold on to that for you?
Azukarimasu.
Yeah. And in the case of the bag?
Kaban wo azukarimasu.
What I want to point out here is that azukaru.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the person doing.
Yes.
The holding.
Yeah.
How would you ask someone to hold on to it for you, Natsuko-san?
Azukatte moraemasu ka?
So it's the te form of azukaru plus...
Morau.
Azukatte morau.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably the best place to use it if you're traveling around Japan.
Yes.
And you go to the information desk
mm-hmm.
and you want them to hold on to your bags.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
Azukatte moraemasu ka?
Can you hold on to these bags, please? So I can go out and yes. have fun without lugging them around.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite safe to azukeru something in Japan.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I guarantee. Well, not really. It might depend on where and who.
Yeah. That one out.
駅のロッカーも便利ですよね。
そうですね。
Yeah, the lockers at the station, pretty nice too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on to the conversation. Now, in today's conversation, we have several points we want to take a look at. Let's take a look at the first sentence.
料金はどれくらい違いますか?
How much difference will there be in the price? Now, どれくらい? Again, without the money established as the topic, it's a very arbitrary question.
Mm-hmm.
But since we have the amount established, it's very smooth.
Yes.
So, どれぐらい違いますか? How much?
Yes.
How big of a difference?
Mm-hmm.
How could we ask the difference between two people's heights?
身長はどれくらい違いますか?
So again, you establish the topic with the 身長 here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it with wa, and then this pattern works in so many cases. どれぐらい違いますか?
Mm-hmm.
どれぐらい違いますか? What kind of difference?
Yes.
Okay, on to the next sentence. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
小包はちょうど5キロですので、航空便ですと11,150円、船便ですと4,000円になります。
The package is exactly 5 kilograms, so it would cost 10,150 yen via airmail and 4,000 yen via surface mail. Now, I really like about this sentence is the desto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by airmail, there's something desto. If it's this, then this.
Yes.
There's a very strong correlation, mm-hmm. a very strong relationship
right.
between these two things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Natsuko-san, how long does it take to get to the airport by local train and by express train? From Ueno.
From Ueno. 各駅停車ですと2時間半かかりますけど、急行ですと30分で行きます。本当かな?
すごい。
That's fast.
そんなことはないか。
We didn't have the times offhand, and I'm usually sleeping on the way to the airport. I should know this, but here it was, the desto. One more time.
各駅停車ですと
Local train. By local train? Literally, if it's the local train, 2.5 hours.
急行ですと
Express train is about 30 minutes.
Well, so, I think more, but...
Yeah, they're building a new one. Mm-hmm. It's around that. Yeah, no, probably a bit longer. All right, we'll put the real times in the post. Post promises. But again, this desto and something following it, the strong relationship. This is followed by today's grammar point, which comes next.
船便だと半値以下だな。でも母の日に間に合うように航空便にしよう。
Surface mail is less than half the price of airmail, but I'll take airmail to get the package there by Mother's Day. Natsuko-san.
はい。
Today's grammar point.
Yes. 間に合うように。
And we're going to look at the
ように.
This construction is used so that something happens or doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's used with the plain present of a verb. In this case, we're doing something so that it will arrive by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this ように, 間に合うように, ように, so that we're in time, something's done. Now, what you would like done precedes the ように.
Yes.
And the actions taken to ensure that that happens follows it.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, one more time, Natsuko-san.
母の日に間に合うように.
So that it's in time for Mother's Day.
航空便にしよう.
I'll send it by airmail. And again, the action comes after it. Now, 間に合う is a great one because you're often doing things so that you will be on time.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also flip it around then so that we won't be late.
Yes. 遅れないように.
So that we won't be late, let's leave now.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be?
遅れないように、もう行こう.
So that we won't be late, let's leave now. Now, more about this grammatical structure inside the PDF, but this is a really good one. To do an action so that something happens. Something comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes to fruition. All right. So I think that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また今度。
お疲れ様。